Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
All right, well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in Shamrock, Texas. We've got a good one this week. We're going to visit with the Caliche Dust Bowl Band. Got Kimberly Futrell in the studio along with Bert Couch. I'll get these right eventually. And Clint Colwell. We've been talking with you guys for a while about coming on the station. We were able to finally get everybody's schedules together and get you guys over here. We're looking forward. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about how Caliche Dust Bowl Band got started.
Started at the Woody Guthrie. I was down there and someone pulled me up to sing and I got the bug and that was it. I started playing around and started learning the fiddle, and before I knew it, I knew I had to have some good guitarists, so put an ad out on Craigslist and found Bert Couch. I did. It's the funny story about that is when I contacted, when I was looking for a guitarist, I put an ad out. Been about 5 months before I had a guitarist, and Bert answers, and I go to my husband, I'm like, look at this, it's Bert Couch. That's a killer's name if I ever heard one. And so I went calling back, and then finally his wife, Julie, messages me. I'm like, look at that, he's going under a woman's name now. My husband says, you might want to call that one. That might be his wife. Oh, okay. So I went and called and met up with Bert, and it just clicked right off. And Bert and I was playing at Smoky Gelato's one evening in Amarillo, Texas, and we ran into Clint. Clint was there, and he liked our music, and we liked his music, and we said, couple weeks later, I'm looking for another guitarist, and Clint said, well, I'll fill in for you a little bit, but we won't let him out now. He's stuck.
All right, so you got Clint signed up, and tell me again where you got started. Was at the Woody Guthrie?
Woody Guthrie, I ran.
Talk a little bit about that. Some of our people may not be familiar with that.
Well, the Woody Guthrie is a museum that they have there in Pampa, right on Kyler Street, and it's headed up by Michael Sinks. He's the president of the Woody Guthrie Association, and they try to keep the Woody Guthrie music alive, folk music. They have a jam every Friday night about 6:30 p.m., and everybody can come up there and jam. A lot of good country musicians there, a lot of good, what I call classic country musicians there. And so I popped in there with them and went to sing a Patsy Cline song. Didn't know the key I was singing. They said, what key are you singing? I said, all of them. So I didn't know what key I sang in. I was so green and I sang it so off key. I didn't want to get back up there again. But little guy in the little veteran, the military, Cheesy Dean, was sitting up there and I was sitting behind him and they were playing songs. I was just singing them. He said, get up here. And I said, what for? He said, I need your help. Get up here. He wanted me to sit beside him. And I said, no, Cheesy, I don't think so. He says, no, I need your help. He says, I'm a veteran. You got to help me. He said, I've only got one lung. I got to sing this next song and I'm not going to get able to belt it out. But I heard you back there. You can do it. I said, I don't think I can do this. He said, yes, you can. So he found the key I was singing in, which was A. We pulled the song off. And after that, it was just on the road.
All right. So the original members of the band were you,
Cheesy Dean, Lou Brantley, Kim Futrell.
Okay.
And at the end of 2016, they decided that they didn't really want to travel and do a lot of the gigs anymore. So I had to look for some new gig masters.
And you went out on the stalker.
I went out stalking, yes, on the killer Craigslist.
And you got Bert
signed Bert
up.
And Bert's solid as can be, and we just started playing. And then I got Clint, which is great because he puts a lot of really good music into all those fillers, and it just clicked.
All right. It's probably a little difficult since you guys aren't all in Pampa.
Yes.
Bert, you're from Dumas, Texas.
Yes,
all right. You told me you'd been up there about 3 years. And
yes, sir.
So how does it work when you guys want to get together and practice, or does that happen?
It does happen on occasion when we get together to practice. Generally, we got to find some middle ground, and lately that's been Amarillo.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Kimberly, get us into a song here. We don't want to go too long without getting a song
going.
Sure,
let's do it. Well, this is an Alison Moore song we're going to do the cover of. It's called A Soft Place to Fall.
All right, where'd you hear this?
I heard this on the movie The Horse Whisperer that came out in the early 2000s, maybe. And she had done her debut on the actual movie. And The Horse Whisperer was a really good movie. It was one of my favorites. So
we're going to listen to A Soft Place to Fall, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Caliche Dust Bowl Band on 92.9 FM.
Daylight has found me here again. You can ask me anything but where I've been. Things that used to matter seem so small. Oh, oh, oh. When you're looking for a soft place to fall. And don't misunderstand me, baby, please. I get on made to bring back memories. You should know the reason why I called. I was looking for some place to fall. Looking for a soft place, nothing more than a small taste of the love that ended long ago. Looking for a place to hide, a warm bed on a cold night. I didn't mean to hurt you. No, 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 no.
Caliche Dust Bowl band in the studio on Lyrics and Legends, visiting with Kimberly and Bert and Clint, all the members of the band. Tell us a little bit more about, you said you met Clint at Cowboy Gelato.
Yeah.
In Amarillo.
Cowboy Gelato Smokehouse. It's a restaurant over in Amarillo. Got great smoked steaks, just and calf fries and everything, all that good Texas food you'd ever want to eat. And Cody Anderson's the owner. And Danny Ruse heads up their open mic nights, and he invited us out to sing one night. And I went out there with Bert. We played a couple songs, and Clint was there. Anyways, we ran into each other. Clint was listening to us sing, and he said, "Man, I really like your music." And we listened to Clint and said, "Man, we really like your music." And before we knew it, I said, "Bert, I think I got another guitarist." Clint's been really good. I mean, he's been a big, big asset to our group.
Let's go to Clint here and talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and kind of how you got started.
I was born in Vigo Park.
Vigo Park,
and
which
my dad. It's 2 miles
West
north
Texas.
Of Lake McKenzie.
All right.
Right.
So you grew up. Where'd you get started in music?
My dad moved us all to Northwest Kansas, and he had an opportunity to do some like developing or doing something in Kansas, and about 1970 we moved up there, and I don't think I ever had a birthday in Kansas, though. I'd always come back here, so I've always liked Texas, and I'm a Texan, whether you know it or not.
And you picked up a guitar, and
somewhere in one of my little episodes, somebody had a guitar laying there, and I was bored or something. And I started kind of tinkering. I think my brother got lessons paid for, and they had a Sears guitar, and it was like playing barbed wire. It was so horrible.
This is like a bad Roy Clark story. Isn't it?
You couldn't play that guitar to save your butt. So I never picked it up at the house, and my brother never picked it up either. But then somewhere in there, I found a decent guitar. And I think I was 17 messing around with a guitar, but I never learned. I didn't know my first chord till maybe 5 or 10 years ago because I was always busy.
Right.
You just get in a big old hurry and you think you got to, you know, I've been to graduate school and done all that. I've lived in every major town in America, probably. Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Chicago.
So you've been everywhere, man.
Been staying busy. And then I woke up one day and go, man, I'm not really, life is, it'd be a little nicer if I had a little creative outlet. And I didn't really have that many choices, but I thought I did. So I chose guitar. And so
all right.
Then I began getting serious after that.
All right, we're going to listen to Leaving Texas with Clint Colwell.
Thank you.
left for Texas about an hour ago. But I waited at the station, but you never did show. I'd have stayed a little bit longer, but for about a month I've been ready to go. I got $15 and an 8-track player. My friend just gave me a bottle of strawberry wine. I'm taking a little blanket, cause I've been told them Guadalupes can turn off cold. Down in Mexico, we're gonna feel alright. Down in Mexico, we're gonna leave it all behind. Yeah, if you hustle up, you can catch up with me down in Mexico. Mexico, they got a beach with the band. We can drink mojitos and dance in the sand. Down in Mexico, we're gonna be alright. Sliding over the back of this broken down dirty old road, I can hear my old pickup wheels starting to whine. Cleachy dust floating like a halo as it coats my teeth and blows in my eyes. Down in Mexico, we're gonna feel alright. Down in Mexico, we're gonna leave it all behind. Down in Mexico, we're gonna be alright. Almost.
Alright, well that was Leaving Texas with Clint Caldwell of the Cleachy Dust Bowl Band. We got Kimberly, Clint, and Bert in the studio, and we're gonna turn our attention over here on Bert for a minute. Find out a little bit about the guy from Georgia. Or Tennessee, was it?
A little bit of both. I've lived all over the Southeast.
All right, so how'd you end up in the Texas Panhandle?
Well, I got family out here, and about 3 years ago, they were telling me, come on, come on. There's no crime, and everything's good, and the economy's good, and come out here and find out it's all true.
So you, tell me some of your music influences growing up.
Oh, goodness. I was going to say, I got pushed into music as a kid, you know, just piano, lesson, violin, and all of that, and didn't really take to it until somebody turned me on to Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
But then I started realizing, as I started trying to pick up the acoustic guitar that I think everybody starts with, you know, you can't really play that stuff. And so I had to kind of go back to my childhood, and I was very blessed growing up. My grandfather listened to a lot of the old country and got me turned on to a lot of Hank Williams, Merle Haggard, that kind of stuff, and come back with an acoustic guitar. Man, that's the perfect, perfect music to start learning on.
Right, exactly. So that's,
are you allowed to say Jimi Hendrix in a country station?
We are, yeah. Okay. We love Jim. Of course, we've got, from our Department of Shameless Plugs, which we have recently developed, we have a classic rock station 98.9 also.
Oh, really?
So we have Hendrix playing in the room just to the east of us. Oh, okay. Over here. So yeah, we can talk about Jimi Hendrix. So okay. You're cruising around on Craigslist one day and you see this
actually, that's about right. I've been looking around, and at the time I'd seen it, I'd lived here about 2 years and been looking for a band and looking for a band, and unfortunately Dumas does not have a lot of places to play live. And so there's not a big contingent of people trying to play music up in Dumas. And so, like I said, I was looking for 2 years, and just randomly, somebody told me Craigslist has got a place for musicians. And I said, okay, you know, I've tried everything else, let's give this a shot. Went on there, and literally the first thing that pops up is a vocalist looking, or an established band is looking for a lead guitar player. I said, well, hey, I'm a lead guitar player looking for an established band. That's right up my alley. And so I sent a little email and didn't get a response for a couple of days. I was kind of worried about it. And then finally got one back just to say, hey, you know, come on out to Amarillo and you can meet up at the Bluegrass Fest fifth season.
Mm-hmm. They were doing the big PBAO, Panhandle Bluegrass Association, was having their big music festival. And so I go there and play with a lot of the bluegrassers because I like bluegrass music. So
y'all connected there, and then,
yep,
I mean,
that's right.
So, I mean, did y'all play at that?
Yes, sir. We I walked in with my guitar, and they got a circle of people. When you go to a bluegrass festival, there's always just a circle of people that you go around, and everybody plays a song and all that. And so I just walked in and joined the circle, and Kim and other guys that were in the band at that point were, they're all just part of the circle.
All right.
It was very welcoming, very easy environment to come into.
Well, I'm telling you, there's some good ones down there. There's some good bluegrass musicians down there. And it's so funny because I was playing in the electric room. The bluegrassers are so kind to us that whenever Caliche Dust Bowl came in, the three of us wanted to play, and there was a lot of musicians at different rates of musical education, and there was really no outlet for them. So we opened up, we asked the Bluegrass Association to open up a room for us. Let us get in there. Let us get these people on a roll, bring some more musicians in, hopefully to cultivate the love of music and let them grow musically. And so they allowed us to do that. And so the day that I was in there and we were singing, there was a new player in there. He's trying to learn the steel guitar, and it was, well, rather to say, it was very hard in the ears. So I turned around and I said, I'm going to go out and meet some people. So I took my little fiddle and sat down with a bunch of really good musicians. Didn't know it. I didn't know who they were. They play at the Big Texan, Bill DeHay and David Waddle. And anyways, they decided to play Milk Cow Blues. Well, I'd only been playing the fiddle for 3 months, so mine sounded like the Milk Cow Blues for real. And when I got through, everybody's eyes were all wide and looking at each other. And when this little fiddler pulled me to the side and said, how long you been playing? I said, only about 3 months. He said, I could tell. And I said, oh, was I good? He said, no. How well do you take constructive criticism? I said, if it's constructive, I take it constructively. So they tore into me, and I've just been learning all along, just trying to build things up.
So did they like... Was it constructive or was it?
It's very constructive. Yes. They didn't tell me to burn the fiddle, so I felt that was pretty constructive.
We want to listen to Bert do a song. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Talk about this one a little bit, Bert.
Well, this is a song. I know I first heard it from Jimmy Buffett, and I know a couple of people have done versions of it over the years. It's originally written by a fella down in the Gulf of Mississippi.
So the song we're going to hear is Biloxi Blues. We're going to listen to Burt Couch do this. And Clint, you going to help out here?
Try.
All right. Thank you.
If you hear a bad note, it's usually me.
Well, this fiddle's still sitting on the counter, so we hadn't had our first fiddle yet. But we're going to do Biloxi Blues with Burt, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Pretty girls are swimming in the sea. They all look like sisters in the ocean. A boy will fill his pail with salt water, and the storms will blow from off towards New Orleans. Sun shines on Biloxi. The air is filled with vapors from the sea. Inside the ocean, he sees creatures from his dreams in the water, and the sun will set from off towards New Orleans. Can see Biloxi. The stars can find their faces in the sea. We are walking down beside the ocean. We are splashing naked in the water. Skies red from off towards New Orleans. And the skies red from off towards New Orleans.
That was Biloxi Blues, and we're visiting with the Caliche Dust Bowl Band. This is Lyrics and Legends, our program. We like to feature local and regional talent, and you guys qualify.
Yay! With the local, the regional, or the talent?
Talent, well, at least you told me you were challenged a little bit geographically.
Very geographically challenged. But,
so you
I couldn't find my way out of a double-ended open paper bag, I'm telling you.
The regional part as well as the talent part. So we're going to turn the focus back to the middle here to Kimberly for a minute. And
okay.
Tell me a little bit about your love for music.
You know, even as a child, I always loved the arts. I loved dancing. I loved music. My grandmother was a beautiful singer, and all of our family was from Kentucky. We did a lot of front porch singing, a lot of harmony. I was too young to appreciate it at that time. Aunts, cousins, everybody would come over. They'd all sit out there with their spoons and their washboards and their guitars and their banjos and their mandolins and fiddles, and they'd play and sing, and I was too busy playing hide and seek in the trees. So as I got older, Granny joined the church choir, and I wanted to join it. I was the youngest member, and then they asked me to sing a song for services one Sunday. My father was a very, very strict man. And of all the songs I chose, it was Jesus Love Me. And I forgot half of the song. And of course, me being me, I started laughing about it, which made it even worse. Yeah, I saw the devil come out of my father in that pew. And then I felt the devil in the bathroom. So that's just the way it worked. And I never got on stage after that ever again. So then as I got older, music always went through my head. I've written at least 12 songs. I have not composed them correctly at all, to be exact. Yet, that's something we're going to work on our next CD, is a lot of our original music, composing it and getting it together. And then moved to South Texas, where I live down in the Port Neches, Groves, Nederland area, and had some church members there that played a lot of music, and I got in with them and started singing in the back porches, not the front porch anymore. We went to the back porch.
Yeah, there you go.
And we just had good times. And then when I moved up here, I battled cancer for about 4 years, an unremissionable cancer, and I'm 10 years out, thank the Lord. And it was either do or die. I mean, if I'm going to do anything in my life, I better do it now. And so it pushed my feet to the fire and went to the Woody Guthrie, and that's where it all started.
Talk a little bit about the song Sweet Amarillo.
Oh, man. That was the first song I learned on the fiddle. I knew nothing about my fiddle. That's a funny story itself. My husband and I had been married for about 2 years, and, well, second year we actually had enough pennies to put together to buy me a Christmas gift, and it ended up being a .30-06.
Hey, man.
Yeah, and when I opened it, I'm like, what am I going to do with this? He said, I don't know. What do you want to do with this? I said, I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to do anything with this. He says, well, good, I'll take it for you. I'll do something with it. And that's when I said, this is wrong. I said, I don't want no more Christmas gifts from me that go to your hands. He says, so what do you want? Well, it took me 2 more years to figure out what I wanted. So I told him I wanted a fiddle. He said, you know how to play one? I said, no. He said, then why do you want a fiddle? I said, because I want a fiddle. So I got that fiddle, and it sat for 10 years, and I never picked it up. Never touched it, never looked at it. I just carried it everywhere we went. And when I started playing with Cheesy, he was so instrumental in mentoring me in music that he said, man, this song, Sweet Amarillo, would be great with a fiddle part. I pulled that fiddle out. And I'd play the song, and I'd find it on my fingerboard, and then I'd write it out, A1, D2, whatever I needed, and I just learned it. And I surprised him with it. By the third month, I was safe enough to actually play it for him. It actually sounded like a song, and that's what I did.
All right.
I just moved on from there.
Let's take a listen to that one.
Sweet Amarillo?
Yeah.
You got it.
Sounds good.
How a cowboy like you ever looked my way. And I was blinded by the glory and a half-written story. Song spilling out of every page. Hey, hey, sweet Amarillo. Oh, tears on my pillow. My foolish pride.
program's Lyrics and Legends, and we're in the studio with the Caliche Dust Bowl Band, and I want to say they're from Pampa Bushland and Dumas. So. Yes.
What do they call people from Pampa? Pampalonians?
No. Harvesters?
I like Pampalonians. I've never heard that before. That's good.
And I'm a Pampalonian.
So we got Kimberly Futrell, who is the lead vocalist. We'll call you that, okay? And the fiddle player. Is that a fiddle? I get mixed up on all
that. That is a fiddle.
Okay.
There is a difference. I just learned it this last year, but there is a difference.
I didn't know there was a difference. And we've also got Bert Couch from Dumas, Texas in here, along with Clint Colwell over in the corner over there. He's a comic relief for the band out of Bushland,
even
Texas.
When I play.
Somebody's got to do it, you know.
That's right.
We're going to go back over this way to Clint a little bit and talk a little bit about some of the bands you played with leading up to...
remember, I've spent more time in school than I have in life.
Yeah, what's your master's
in? It's an MBA. Like, I'm qualified to be a banker.
So you are a guitar player.
Yeah,
perfect.
Right.
So did your parents pay for this education?
I think my dad cut me off when it came to... He's like, you can go, but I ain't paying for it.
I like your dad.
I said, well, you want me to be a lawyer? I said, I can be a lawyer. And he goes, we don't need no lawyers.
You can say it and he can beep it.
All right.
So he didn't want you to be a lawyer. And he's
probably should have been a lawyer. Anyway.
Didn't want you to be a banker or...
I knew how much a doctor's made, I'd have been a doctor.
So here you are. Now, what puts bread on the table?
I was, for a long time, about 15 years, I was an internet retailer. I did a bunch of business on like places you've heard of, like eBay and Amazon. That's all slowed down. I've been to China and imported directly from China, and I have a big warehouse full of junk that now that I can't sell. I worked about 6 years as an engineer for I worked for Monsanto for a little while.
All right.
And then that's when I went to business school, and then now I'm back. I'm building houses.
So. All right. So we're going to get you to do, I think I want to go to Wayfair and Stranger.
Yeah,
how about
perfect,
that?
Perfect.
Talk about that a little bit. Why you? This is a way old song.
I just liked it. I heard it one time, and the songs that come to me aren't necessarily ones that I like, and it's not necessarily ones you like. It's ones I can play. So I can play this song.
I knew
this is the first song that I actually could keep the rhythm long enough. Well, because remember, I'm rhythm impaired.
Hey, I'm all over it. Let's do it.
I'm only going
I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way, gonna be rough and steep, yet beauteous field rise before me. Where God's see my love, she said she'd meet me there when I come. I'm only going away over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We are in studio with the Kleechi Dust Bowl Band. That was Clint Colwell. What a song. That was good. We're going to go to Bert. There's a little bit about a song called Wear My Ring.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So where'd this come from?
I first heard this one at work, actually. Where I work at the hospital is in materials, and I've got another person that works back on the dock with me. And but 2 years ago, the other person that worked with me at the time was a woman, and I said, okay, you know, you can pick the music. I'm not going to force my weird tastes on anybody. And so she would kind of put it on the top 40 country, listen to it, and this song kind of come across, and I heard it, and I said, man, that doesn't sound like everything else. That's kind of cool. I like that, and I showed up to it with the band because I needed more country-based material. I said, okay, well, this is a good song. I like it, and I can kind of sing kind of like that. We'll do something with it. Brought it to the band, and Clint was vaguely familiar already with the tune. And
well, talk a little bit, though, before we do the song. I mean, you're here with the acoustic guitar tonight, but you got a little broader range than just the acoustic guitar, don't you?
Yes, sir. I've been playing for about 18 years now, and I can, if it's got strings, pretty much except this, except the violin right here. I can't really play anything with that, but
you do play mandolin.
Yes, sir. I play mandolin, banjo, bass, pretty much every style of guitar that they've ever made.
And the mandolin, and that ain't that far apart.
They're very similar. It's tuned about the same. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I can't play one of those either. And I play mandolin like a little bit. So I'd hate to call myself a mandolin player, but people that don't know sometimes think I am. So let's hear a song before Clint gets a soft track again. So.
All right.
Wear My Ring.
To stand there with your arms around me, but I can't feel you. It's kind of like a dream. And you walk out with another load, but my jaw hits the floor. It's kind of like a dream. I said a little angel with a bottle, I don't love you anymore. Take some time now with the devil. You don't hurt me anymore. Said I waste my time and waste my money on a broken dream. Cause you wouldn't wear my ring. You give me back my ring. Thank you. Baby, when you are all alone and you wonder to yourself, just where in the hell could I have gone? Now I'll be down the road like 1,000 times before, and you walk out with another, and Lord, your jaw hits the floor. Said a little angel with a bottle, I don't love you anymore. Spend some time now with the devil, you don't hurt me anymore. Said I waste my time and Lord, I waste my money on a broken dream. But she wouldn't wear my ring. You give me back my ring. Devil, you don't hurt me anymore. Said I waste my time and I don't waste my money on a broken dream. Cause you wouldn't wear my ring. Give me back my ring.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in Shamrock. We've got the Cleachy Dust Bowl Band in here, and we're having a good time visiting and learning a little bit about them and their music. And Kimberly Futrells from Pampa, Texas, kind of got this thing rolling. Then she added she was stalking Craigslist and got Burt Couch to join up. And then they were hanging out in honky-tonks in Amarillo and run into this guy, Clint Colwell, over here. So you're obviously a world-renowned songwriter. And yeah, right. Where do you get your influences from?
Like I said, it's the ones I can play.
Have you got one you want to play for us?
We got another one?
Got a couple more.
Man, let's play Butterfly. Can we get away with that?
We've got it written down. Original.
Really?
So who wrote it?
Seth Luishi.
Seth. Right.
But I claim it.
All right. Well, yeah, you get co-writing.
And if he's not around, I wrote it.
You get co-writing credits anyway. So, all right. We're going to listen to Butterfly.
If you want to walk, sit and listen. Maybe if you wanna dance, I'm gonna dance with you. When you wanna sing, I'm gonna share your song. But baby, when we kiss,
studio with the Kalichi Dust Bowl Band. We got any good guitar stories? Because we've had some really
sad story.
What? Tell us.
I was in Lubbock. I went to school at Tech for like a year, right? And then I transferred to Northwestern in Chicago. Anyway, so I'm at Tech. I answer an ad. It wasn't Craigslist then. They didn't have it. It was just an ad in a paper. And I was like, hey, they go Stratocaster for sale. And I went and looked at it, and it's $800, which is a lot of money in 1983.
Yes.
And I gave him $800 for it. It's a 1957 Stratocaster.
Oh, my God.
That was my first electric guitar.
What did you name it?
I named it Candy because it's Candy Apple Red. And it had a maple neck. And it was, they call it a player's guitar because it's all, you know, like a race car. It has all, every feature on it's been modified. And
right.
A brass tremolo. And so I hauled it around all over the world with me, like to Chicago and all those places. And every time I'd go get it, like something worked on it, they go, "I want to buy that guitar." I'm like, I didn't know, but I never sold it.
You still got it?
That's the sad part. I was working in Indiana, in Indianapolis, and I actually lived in the apartment above a guitar dealer, and he talked me out of it one day. I got kind of depressed or something, and got low energy, and I sold it to him for $1,500. And I was like, "Man, I just won the lottery!" And then about 5 years later, I'm like, "What did I do?" Right. But the good news is I bought Apple computer stock with that money.
Well, there you go. Now you can buy another guitar for $15,000.
Yeah, that's probably what it's worth. Maybe that's stupid, isn't it? So don't ever sell your guitars, guys. A word of advice to all you children and all you even older people, don't sell your guitars.
That's a great story. It's funny, we get some really good guitar stories on here when we interview people. Do you guys know Ed Montana? You ever hear Ed Montana in Amarillo? Anyway, so Ed has this Gallagher guitar, which is a custom-built guitar out of Nashville that his dad got him for high school graduation. And so Ed's playing a rodeo, and they've got just a few minutes before the rodeo starts, and they've got to go change clothes. So they leave all the guitars in the van. They go in and change clothes and come out, and somebody stole all their guitars. But his dad played accordion, so they left two more accordions. But
yeah, right. Yeah, they always talk about, in the good old days. I'm like, you can't name a time in history or a period in history where stuff like that wasn't happening. So where are these good old days that they're talking about?
But the good news is Ed got his back, too, because he was, this is a long story, he played a rodeo in California.
Don't say that.
No, it's like Rodeo de Salinas in California, which is like the mother of rodeos or whatever. So anyway, long story short, the guy that prints the programs for the rodeo ends up with this guitar because his employee crashes his car and gives him this guitar, and he checks the numbers on it and calls Gallagher, and Gallagher's like, we know whose guitar that is. So he gets it back after 18 years.
That's one in a million.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one crazy in a million. Stories. Crazy cool. Stories. We probably got time for one more tune.
What are you
going to
play?
We got Tennessee Whiskey on the list, but we're open to whatever you guys want to do.
I'll sing it.
All right. This is going to be Caliche Dust Bowl Band doing Tennessee Whiskey, and this is Clint Colwell's version, not George Jones or Chris Stapleton.
It's, yeah. In the ballroom, liquor was the only friend that I knew. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle, and you brought me back from being too far gone. And you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm. Tennessee whiskey.
You're the sweet strawberry wine. You're the one. There's a glass of brandy, and I stay strong.
Dust Bowl Band. This has been fun, guys. Appreciate you guys coming all the way to the big city of Shamrock. Pretty much the whole panhandle covered, I think, here.
Got the biggest audience we've had.
Is it?
It is.
We didn't even have to pay.
That's true.
Hey, Kimberly, if somebody wants to know where to get hold of you guys or check out your music, I know you got a CD, and then how do they look you up?
Well, you know, we're on Facebook under Caliche Dust Bowl. Also, Caliche Dust Bowl fan group. That's where all of our fans go. We got about 600 fans in there as of to date. A lot of our music will be put on ReverbNation.com.
Yeah,
under Caliche Dust Bowl group.
You, I think.
Yeah, and so a lot of our originals will eventually go there, and people can buy them and purchase them off of that particular site.
All right. So if somebody says, where are these guys playing next week? Go to Facebook, and it'll probably be...
Yep, all of our venues and our gigs are put on Facebook, so everybody can follow us, especially our fan page. We keep that updated quite a bit, though.
Still doing Woody Guthrie some?
I'm still doing the Woody Guthrie some. Whenever we don't have a gig to play or a private venue, then I pop right in there and play with some of the guys that I sat at their feet for the longest time.
Bert, want to thank you for coming in. I enjoyed the guitar
definitely.
Playing. And Clint, you're a knucklehead, but... Thanks for coming in, Clint. Really enjoyed it. Enjoyed you guys coming over to Shamrock and sharing with us. And look forward to talking to you again one of these days soon.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.